All right. Excellent. Can you guys hear me in there?
Hear you just fine, Joe.
All right. So
psychedelic folk music there.
Yeah, that was excellent. Steve Wynn and Dave DeCastro on bass. Great to have you on this program again. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks, Joe. It's good to be here.
Thanks, Joe.
And that was Resolution, track one of the new album, Northern Aggression. And, you know, before we get into the album, Steve, you know, we joke around, you know, oh, you've been on the show, and, you know, and when Meredith was on, you were on her show a few times.
Right, right. A lot of times.
You're getting mail here. Someone mailed you a CD.
Really? Well, you know I'm moving in. Nobody told you.
You can take the loft right above.
Over here right now. A little tiny fridge.
Someone sent you a CD.
Mail here. That's crazy. What did I get?
Yeah, it feels like a CD.
Is it a sweepstakes thing? Is it from Ed McMahon?
Ed McMahon, right. So, yeah, so I hope it's nothing that you've been waiting for.
Let's find out. Go ahead. Joe's in the studio right now. I'm out here in the other room, so I can see him, but I can't. Actually, he could.
Okay, and the winner is?
Run out the door and sell that before I see it. Let's see.
Looks like a CD.
What did I get?
From a band called the 99ers.
No kidding.
It's called Everybody's Talking. I don't know if that's a cover.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
Well, we'll play before the show's over.
We'll play, yeah.
Thank you, 99ers. I appreciate that. I don't know how you knew to find me here, but I guess that's great.
I mean, unless it's for the casino guy, Steve
Wynn.
Well,
we are closer to his turf right now.
Yeah, if I open his mail, then I don't know if he'd be as understanding
maybe
as you.
That is funny.
So,
well, good. I'm glad I'm getting mail here. I feel very much at home.
Yeah,
well, I saw on your site that I've played on your show now. This is the
sixth time on my show alone.
That is great.
I mean, and I was trying to think of Meredith's show, because, I mean, you guys did the My Midnight way back when. What year was that album? Right. 98 or something?
99. The first time I played with Dave. My first tour with Dave DeCastro.
99.
Oh, yeah. Because you played
99ers once again.
It's like yesterday.
So remember, you guys had even with drums. I think Linda was here. You guys were in the main studio downstairs.
Yeah, it was a different room, right?
Then Marty Wilson Piper, right? Remember you guys played that show with
him? That's right.
And
back when Dave was in the Marty Wilson Piper combo.
And then you did another thing, like I think a Miracle 2 with Jason and Dave on Merit of the Show.
It's always pretty different.
Yeah.
And this is the first time we've done this kind of a lineup. In fact, Dave and I played this way, the bass and acoustic guitar duo out in Bordentown. The record collector.
Store,
yeah, record collector out there about 2 months ago, and really enjoyed it a lot. So this is kind of the second round for that.
Wow, nice. And you said you've done some shows in Europe too, right, that way?
Yeah, I was actually I've kind of been on the road for most of the last 6 months with either the Miracle 3 acoustic or with the Baseball Project. And I did an acoustic tour around January and did a lot of shows with acoustic guitar and upright bass. Something I hadn't done before, and I like that a lot. It's nice. I mean, whenever you're alone with an acoustic guitar, you immediately start thinking you're going to sing Kumbaya, or you know, start doing a Cat Stevens medley or something like that. It feels very much like folky, and I've never seen my acoustic shows as folky shows. Just a different way of putting across the drone and the psychedelia and the freak show and the rock. And having something to play with, something to bounce off of, always makes it a lot different. Like you heard that last one, that's just an acoustic song. But I thought we kind of.
Right.
Got a little noisy there.
That's right. And I should, before I forget, I just want to say you'll be getting the full-on rock treatment of Steve's material tomorrow night at the Bell House.
That's right.
The Miracle 3. And then followed by the Baseball Project.
That's going to be a really fun show.
A doubleheader, a twin bill.
It is. Let's play two.
Let's play two.
To use the vernacular.
Right. So that's at the Bell House tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to be on at 9 o'clock tomorrow. The Miracle 3 and I will be playing at 9 tomorrow. And our first time out there since we were there a couple of years ago, we did at the Medicine Show, right?
Right.
Yes. That was at the Bell House, too?
That was out there as well. We had a great time out there, so we're going to do that. And the Baseball Project plays probably around, I guess, 10:30.
Right. And in Baseball Project Saturday at the House Concert, what's that, Drew's Place or something?
Yes, Drew's House Concert. I guess if you look around, you can find it online. I know the address, so I know I'll be there.
Right.
And then Sunday, we're going to be playing, the Baseball Project is playing at the Hoboken Street Fair.
Right.
Which is going to be a blast, because we're going to be following the Pretty Babies, the very fine Blondie tribute group with Linda Pittman on drums and as well as Pantyface Starlight.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yes, that's a great band. I've seen it a number of times, as you would imagine.
Right.
I'm actually the drum roadie for the Pretty Babies. That's why I see so many shows of theirs. And we'll be followed by Ian Hunter, which is going to be fantastic.
Have you played with him? Dave, you've played with Ian Hunter, haven't you?
Before? No, I haven't. I'm waiting to, though.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Waiting for the call, man.
You just
waited right out there.
Now that you mentioned it, Joe.
No, you've been on bills with him, though.
No, the only time we ever had any involvement with Ian Hunter is when Steve and the band Jason Linda, we did opening gig for Ian in Vegas, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was great.
That was
the only time we really...
That was a really strange show. We were actually on our way to South by Southwest from California. It's about guess 5 years ago, and we stopped off, and it was Vegas, but it wasn't the strip. You know, he wasn't playing Caesar's Palace. And, he was playing essentially in a kind of a strip mall outside of town. I think a club that had just opened, really cheesy kind of joint, right?
Uh-huh. It was, but it ended up being a great time. But it was very not the typical place that you would think that a huge rock show would be happening, right?
But it was amazing. I mean, and I think I'd never seen Ian. Maybe I saw Ian. I saw him one time in the 70s, but the first time in a long time. And he was incredible. I mean, this is 5 years ago. I'm not sure how old he is. I'm guessing
72 or 71.
So even
I think
then,
he's 70. I think
so
maybe.
Even then he's 66, and he played a 2.5 hour set that just was amazing. Yeah. We finished the show. Went backstage, and you knew him before, right? Or did you?
Ian?
Yeah.
Not particularly.
You hadn't, okay.
No.
But we're friends through Mastro, so, from Jim Mastro. And, and so he, was very nice, sipping his champagne after playing 2.5 hours at 1 a.m, sipping some champagne and talking to the geeks in the opening band about his back catalog. After which we got in a van and we were going to make some headway. This is a Shaggy Dog story, a Shaggy Van story, but we were going to make some headway out of town to get on our way to Texas. I think we'd find what bands do, a motel just outside of Las Vegas. It was NASCAR weekend, which, someone to warn me, I didn't know really what that meant. I didn't know that was such a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
We drove 3 full hours until 6 a.m. looking for a motel to find our first vacancy somewhere around Flagstaff, Arizona, I think. The band, I was driving. The band had been asleep for hours by then. I'd been asleep for the last hour behind the wheel.
Oh, God.
Okay. I think it snowed. It was just, ended up being crazy.
Wow.
But Ian's great now. I saw him recently, and it was just amazing. The band is unbelievable. He's not to be missed, for sure.
Yeah, so that's Sunday.
Any opportunity.
Yeah, so Sunday in Hoboken. Mm-hmm. So, so we heard Resolution from Northern Aggression, just in time for the 150th anniversary of the Civil War.
Right, that's right. Somebody pointed out to me that calling the album title, in case your listeners don't know, and probably most do, but Northern Aggression is a reference to what people below the Mason-Dixon line call the Civil War, the unfortunate war of Northern Aggression.
Right.
And we got the title for the record, for the last Miracle 3 record, because the four of us went down to Richmond, Virginia to make the album. A studio I've worked at before down there, great place down there. We really had, I think going down, I had the idea we'd sort of make our Southern record, sort of our Southern rock. Our Harvest as performed by Lynyrd Skynyrd, something like that. Some kind of, pastoral, woodsy kind of, Now we went down and made kind of probably our most garage, psychedelic, noisiest record in a while.
Improvisational.
Yeah. So it was kind of the War of Northern Aggression. We brought our sound down there and left scorched earth. So yes, we do another song off the record here.
Sure.
This is,
That's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Internet, WFMU.org.
Yeah.
We're all set.
The second song on the record called We Don't Talk About It.